This is Jim Zuris, podcast host and operator of SysRep, that's Senior Information Strategies for Real Estate Professionals. And today I'm with Jeremy Gay of Creative Jeremy Gay. Hello, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Hey, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing great. Jeremy, tell me about your company and the services you provide.
I'm focused primarily on video productions, whether it's an interview, explainer video, or a promotional type piece that help market their business online. Everything that I include is a video-based media, but what I want to focus on with each client is just to showcase who they are, what they do, and why a prospect would want to choose them.
Now, I've seen some of your videos, and by the way, you did the ones on my website and the video section, which turned out great. Appreciate the process we went through.
Well, you know what? When I help clients like you or anybody else, you know, every time I help someone, it helps me. I learn too.
I've also seen some of the work you've done for agents where, for instance, there was the one, I guess she had a series of videos, and the one I saw, she was actually looked like in one of the homes or open house. So it helps her brand and differentiate herself. One idea I had is, let's say, got an agent targeting the senior market. Perhaps they would be able to tell them about their experiences in working with seniors.
Right.
On a video. So that'd be one kind of a branding opportunity. Is that right. What you'd see too?
Yeah. And the misconception, I think, would be easy to come across with trying to market to the senior market with video and using the online platform as being a new media is that they're an older generation, but the truth is they're the fastest growing group on social media platform is the senior market from 45 to 65. I think some of the attributing factors of why they're one of the fastest growing markets is because they're the parents and the grandparents of kids who live on social media and they want to keep up with their kids that way. So they're on there too. Besides that, I think what's really effective about using video to market to the senior market as a real estate professional is that online media and marketing collateral like a video is far more effective than maybe a flyer or a direct mailer in a lot of ways because it's repeatable, it's shareable. You can make one video and 1,000 people can see it. You know, you send out one flyer and only the number of people that you send it out to will see that flyer.
What I've seen is a lot of coaches and trainers are making the point that real estate agents need to be different from their competition. And that's what SysRep is. You're going to sound different to your senior target market. One approach, they call it bait. I don't know if that's the greatest term, but you're sending out a marketing piece and inviting people to respond in order to get some content. Why don't you offer a booklet? You could probably do the same thing with a video, right?
Yeah.
And some trainers say seniors read everything they get. I don't know if that's true or not. I think they get inundated. But that would be one idea too is, okay, you got this mailing. These seniors now are responding to get some content that's in a video form, right? So that's kind of a creative way, I would think.
Yeah. And you know what? That might be true that seniors read everything. And I think you make an even better point that, you know, they're getting inundated with so much spam, physical spam, you know, through the mailbox every day that they don't have time to read through everything. And so, you know, they might read more often than maybe a different demographic. But I think one thing to recognize is that regardless of age group, whatever the trends are today, trickle down into every demographic in one form or another. It might be a bigger reach in certain groups than others, but I think they probably read less than their demographic did 10, 15 years ago, just because everything, there's so much out there now, they don't have time for it.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a short attention span or just that there's just not enough time in a day to read everything.
That'd be an idea, a trust attorney doing a presentation at the library, that attorney bringing seniors into that environment. If you're sponsoring that as a real estate agent, you video that. And now you take that same experience, use it as a target of a mailing where someone can now look at the Facebook site for this agent and see a presentation on trust. Does that make sense?
Yeah. When you use video, you know, there's so many studies and statistics that prove that when you incorporate video to whatever strategy you have, even if it is direct mail, it boosts your response rate. So let's say you have a response rate of 3% with direct mail alone. If you add video, that response rate can go up significantly. And it really comes down to is just not just throwing a video out there and then, hey, I have a video, it says watch this video, so my response rate's going to go up. No, it's having a strategy and a proven effective method of delivering content in a way that's engaging and compelling. If you have a direct mailer and you ask an important question, that is a great way to try to engage a prospect, is to ask a very pertinent question. Is, do Do you have enough money in retirement? This is your area, so you'd come up with a better question than I would. But, you know, something like that where it would engage them to click on that video, to look, you know, whether it's a QR code that you have on the direct mailer to take them directly to the video so they don't have to try to search the internet to find it. It will engage them much more effectively than just reading a flyer.
So they're taking an action. You're trying to get them involved, contact you. That person at least has indicated that they're thinking about what you're, like you say, your question is. And there's quite a few great questions.
Right.
And that ties into senior market strategies. There's over 30 senior market strategies. So any one of those could be content. And one of the trainers says it's not about contact management, it's about content management in terms of what you're offering to your market as a real estate agent is going to make you different from your competition. Everybody's going to be offering a CMA, a competitive market analysis. They're going to knock on the door and they're going to want to try and convince those seniors, let me tell you what your home is worth. Whereas if you have a different approach and you're providing content, fits right in with the idea of using video as part of that strategy.
And the thing is that people might not understand about video, might think it's more complicated or it's just too expensive or whatever objections they might come up with. Video, visual media is just that. It's media. Just like print is media, text, pictures, they're all the same media that people have been using for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. But the difference with video, especially with the internet, is that it's so much more effective and efficient at getting your point across to more people and more effectively.
Mm-hmm. The idea is that they're concise, isn't it?
Correct. It's very concise. If you strategize a plan of what you want to do and you work with someone that can create a video that achieves all the goals that you want for your strategy or for your prospect's interest, then you have something there of value that can get used over and over again. I know some people that have posted a video that's been up for 3 years and are still getting new prospects from it, mm-hmm. still getting responses for it. And that's for something that they did 3 years ago and they're still getting returns on
sure.
it. One of the things that people need to keep in mind is that they might oftentimes feel that I don't speak well on camera or I don't know what I'm going to talk about or I can't effectively do that. And one of the things I specialize in is doing voiceover and doing script writing. But oftentimes when I sit down with a prospect and I talk about their business, they actually have all the content I need right there. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you should have recorded this. Well, it's like, yeah, maybe. But the thing is, that's what we'll do. We'll just sit down, have another conversation.
You're sort of an agent's advertising agent. You're actually helping them with the message delivery, branding, and such.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm an actor. I've gone on auditions. I've seen what it's like from the other side, and I've seen what I've missed just from the lessons learned from myself. It's like, man, if I had done that again, knowing what I know now. So I just pass that knowledge and experience on to my clients, and they have it within them. And, you know, I almost sound like a life coach, like, you have it within you to do it. But the truth is, like, you really do. Like, you have the content. If you are good at what you do, if you understand your business and you can explain it well to me and you can explain it to your prospects, because when people click on a video, that's pretty much what's going on. It's like they are having an on-demand conversation with you and you can control that message through the video. And I kind of work with people to prepare them to have that great conversation with a prospect that they can see at any time they want.
Fantastic. Well, Jeremy, your contact information will be on the website, but share with me your contact information.
If they want to give me a call, they can dial 714-706-2578, or they can check out my website at creativejeremygay.com.
Great. Well, Jeremy, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.
Sure, welcome.